bit of like a riff between two people, like, oh no, better change the CD track, which was pretty funny. Antiquated in a different way. I feel like we think of vintage and something being antique as being, with music, as being vinyl. And that's totally true, but it's interesting to think back to a time of CDs being so prevalent. And really, I think CDs are less used today than records, than vinyl even. That's just my guessing game about that. So what am I going to play next? Oh, okay, cool. I'm going to go into, we kind of had a spacey, some space waves playing, some brain stretching with that last song. And then next up, another Beatles tune, Within You, Without You, accomplishes a similar kind of mood. I hope you enjoy this. And once again, this is Wholesome Content, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Too late when they pass away.
Okay, that was Within You, Without You by the Beatles, and this is 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Good morning, everybody. Everybody tuning in at 9 a.m., I hope you're having an amazing, that's right, winter solstice. Happy winter solstice, everybody. Also, happy my half birthday to everybody. I really genuinely mean it. I hope everyone has a wonderful my half birthday. Next up, gonna play some CCR.
Some other kind.
Okay, I'm back with you. Who knew that was such a long song? I didn't. It's going on for 11 minutes plus, which I'm still enjoying, but I figured I'd switch it up a little bit. So that was Heard It Through the Grapevine, my first favorite song by Creedence Clearwater Revival, meaning both I like it the best and I have a strong memory of really starting to like that song when I was a good bit younger. And now I like other songs by them too, but Heard It Through the Grapevine holds an important part, an important place in my heart. So thanks for listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. I'm going to put on two tunes from Paul Simon on Graceland. I was thinking back to the first radio show that I had with my co-host Anna this semester, and I think we started out with You Can Call Me Al. So here we go. I'm going to play that for you. Also, thank you to my lovely listeners out there. I think my parents are out there, and I just got a message from a family friend as well. So thanks for listening. We value our wonderful listeners. We meaning me. It's just me in studio today. I value my wonderful listeners. Here you go with You Can Call Me Al.
Down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call.
guess you thought I was all right. All right in a sort of a limited way for an off night. She said, don't I know you from the cinematographer's party? I said, who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. She said there's something about you that really reminds me of money. She was the kind of girl that could say things that weren't that funny. I said, what does that mean? I really remind you of money. She said, oh, who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. Sunlight. I said, aren't you the woman who was recently given a Fulbright? She said, don't I know you from the cinematographer's party? I said, who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I do in the back of my head. I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I do in the back of my head.
Welcome back. I was dancing around in studio to those Paul Simon songs, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. Wow, I'm feeling in such a great mood. So we heard I Know What I Know and You Can Call Me Al before that. And I said at the beginning of putting those on that You Can Call Me Al is a throwback to the first song played by myself and currently absent DJ Anna on Wholesome Content, our radio show this semester. So it was a fun one to put in the last show because both Anna and I are going to be studying overseas next semester. So you're not going to be able to tune in. I know the 7 o'clock hour on Thursdays is your favorite time to listen to radio. But unfortunately, we are failing you. We are not going to be there to play music for you anymore next semester. But we will hopefully come back from abroad and have lots of good memories to share, lots of good experiences and thoughts and insights. Then the next song, also from Graceland, was I Know What I Know. And I put that on partly because it's a good song and partly because I pretty soon am going to have to head out of the studio to continue studying for my global climate change geology exam that's happening at noon. And I was feeling like, you know what? I know what I know. It'll be okay. Yeah, and so that was a little pump-up song for me. Maybe it helped other folks out there. I don't think too many other students still have exams, but if you do, I'm right there with you. The background track, again, like I played earlier, is Night Breeze by Cassiopeia, if you can hear it, if I've adjusted the volume correctly there. So I'm just going to put on one more thing for you. It's going to be the album Plantasia by Mort Garson, one of my best ever YouTube finds. And it's something that I have spent a lot of time this semester listening to while studying because it makes me feel warm and happy and supported even when I'm in that moment of, stress, school. So I'm going to put that on as I transition into my study mode, as I do a little bit more to prep for my exam. But before I do that, just a few more reminders. First of all, most importantly, thank you for tuning in to Wholesome Content, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm feeling very contented, very happy with the way the semester wrapped up. I'm grateful for it. So thank you, listeners, for being part of it. And a little shout out, a little bit of an advertisement. Please listen back in on Sunday, December 24th. That is Christmas Eve, from 8 to 10 p.m. when I'll have special guests, my parents, in studio here. And I think that's a really special moment. So if you want some family time with my family on Christmas Eve, please tune in to WMFO. That's all for me. I'm about to put on Plantasia, and I hope you go into the rest of this day, whether you're just waking up or you've been up for a while, having an amazing winter solstice, December 21st. Again, from my geology class, the angle of declination of the sun and the earth, or the earth to the axis to the sun, is negative 23.4 degrees on today, today only. It is what happens when we get the furthest tilt away from the sun in our whole rotation of obliquity and declination. So pretty exciting. And above all that, have a wonderful my half birthday. Okay, Plantasia.
Thank you.
91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy winter solstice.